It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Welcome, my listening friend, to Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. And as always, Ken Adams, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear brother, for taking our conversation and turning it into our radio product for these radio stations here in Central California. We're in Jerry Brenneman's office, and today, Jerry, it's just you and Jim Tuck, that would be moi, and we have no other guests. And this is going to be kind of a stream of consciousness kind of program. And so, my listening friend, if you're looking to hear encouraging reports from one of our residents, well, that's not what's coming today. And it's been an interesting pre-recording conversation that we've had, and dealing with some of the issues in society that we are all facing at some point or other, and a lot of reasons for them. And I hope we don't cross any boundaries with people, but there are some realities we just feel like we need to train folks from people in your perspective and to a lesser degree in my perspective who work with the down and out in this community. And quite frankly, the issue is panhandlers. Mm-hmm. And you had a recent experience, and share that because I think it's important that people understand what's going on out there in reality.
Thank you, Jim. Especially this time of year, as we approach the holidays, I think it will get worse. And you know, we're sort of boundaried by our hearts. We want to do the right thing.
Right.
We know there's a tremendous amount of poverty out there. We know there's a tremendous number of people who need help. My point today is an awful lot of those people are seeking help, and there are places for them. I'm often asked, well, what about the people on the street corners? What about the people in the parking lots? And I always say, if that's their job, that is their job to stand there and ask you for money. If you want to give them money, fine, give it to them. But don't think that it's going to help whatever is on their sign or whatever reason they're telling you. Over and over, I tell people that, and I always think, well, everybody knows they're not for real, but that's not true. There's a lot of people who think they are, and I really want to help this person, so I'll give them a few dollars, and that is their job, to ask you for a few dollars.
And to be honest, Jerry, don't we, in the name of love, if we're going to make a mistake, if we're going to err, make it on the side of generosity?
Yes.
I think that's godly. But there's also another dimension of reality that needs to be addressed.
And I want to say, Jim, I've done it too, that once in a while you are just nudged and you need to do something, and don't ignore that nudge. Do it, whether it's giving someone a hamburger or giving them a couple dollars. But there are things you should not do. And you and I laughed. One of them is every time I am approached by someone who is out of gas, they happen to have a gas can. That should tell you they're really not out of gas. Who carries a gas can in their car? Nobody. Except if that's your job, to go to people and say you're out of gas. Then you have to have the props. Some of them do have props. So anyway, I'm at Target the other day, one of the Target stores, and I'm getting out of my car, and I see this gentleman coming. I know he's going to ask me for money. And he does. And he asked me for 50 cents and tells me then he'll have enough room, he'll have enough money to get his motel for the night. Now, this is before noon, so he's thinking ahead here quite a bit. And I said, no, thank you. All he asked me for was 50 cents. That's very doable for most people. Oh, sure, I'll give you 50 cents. But no, I wouldn't. So then I watched in my rearview mirror as he went to a woman in back of me and waited for her to unload her stuff into her trunk. Then this whole time I'm thinking, lady, you are very vulnerable to this guy. She's loading her own stuff into her trunk and then getting into her purse to get him some folding money. So she gave him more than 50 cents, and then I hear him say, God bless you, ma'am. And so then I'm thinking, okay, he's got his money now. But I watched him go to someone else. Well, by then, for some reason, Jim, I had just had it. It was like, I don't know who I thought I was, but it was like I suddenly became a caped crusader for truth, justice, and I don't know what it was. You know, you do that sometimes and think, that was probably really dumb, but I got to do it. So I now watch him go to the third women, and I think often panhandlers will go to the people they think are more vulnerable, or men will go to women and women will go to men, mm-hmm. thinking there's a little more sympathy there. So I watch him go to the third woman, and I hear him, because now I think he didn't recognize me because I was sitting in my car when he first asked me, so he doesn't know who I am, my little caped crusader self here.
Yeah.
He asks her for money, and she starts to give it to them, and then I said, you already got your 50 cents. If you were honest, you wouldn't be running this scam in this parking lot now. You'd have your money for your room. I could almost see him ignite. He was so angry. I had busted his scam. Mm. And the woman who was going to give him money didn't. She mm-hmm. put it back. He turned to me and was livid, of course, calling me a few names and saying something about, what's wrong with you, stupid woman? Well, by then, of course,
and this is not a scam.
No, yeah, and this is not a scam. So, and he was making sure everyone who was listening knew it was not a scam. But it's interesting because everyone who was listening was like standing there waiting to see, I think, if they needed to help me. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But at some point, I think these people need to be called on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually I let them go, or I say no thank you, or I don't have money, or... But once in a while, I just, something snaps, I guess, and I do that. And I thought, if there's an educational component, I hope people realize lots of these folks are dangerous. And you're paying them, again, either to keep their drug habit going or because they have no money. And I understand that's a...
But at some point, you're enabling them to continue in their reprobate lifestyle rather than equipping them to meet needs, et cetera. And that needs to be addressed. Now, not to pat myself on the back, but I was in San Francisco maybe 2 years ago and walking. I had about a three-block walk to get where I was going. And this woman came. And she says, pardon me, sir. And she tells me this story about she just moved out here from somewhere in the South to be with her son and got here and found that he had been had gone to jail or something, but he wasn't available and she didn't have any money and she was hungry. Well, I said, well, come on, I'll buy you a sandwich. And took her into a mini mart there and bought her a sandwich and some other food. And she was very grateful. And see, I think that meeting people's needs is one thing. Equipping them or enabling them to continue in a reprobate lifestyle is a whole other issue. And we need to be discerning as to which is which. And the people on the street corners and the people in the parking lot, if they were genuine, they wouldn't be carrying a gas can. And if they were genuine, they would say, sure, I'll go with you while you buy me some food. Or I'll go with you, buy some diapers for my baby, or whatever the issue is. But to hand them money is not a good idea.
And, you know, oftentimes, Jim, they will totally come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to me. I don't know where they're hiding sometimes, and they're, boom, they're just right in front of you or right next to you. And so I think there's that part of us that is frightened, so we give them money so that they'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the bottom line is because we are feeding their habit, whatever it is, we, in a way, are making the problem worse.
Yeah.
That our compassion has turned into something else, and we're in this whole other subculture is being created. And again, I understand the times we're living in, the poverty that people are facing.
Right.
But many of these folks are not doing anything about it other than the panhandling angle. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's enough help in Fresno, but there's plenty of help for people who want it. You know, the homeless encampments, the city is trying very hard to get... As those people move around, the city is sending out people saying, you know, we've got a place for you. Either they're saying no, or the city is finding that people are too troubled, mm-hmm. to, which would probably mean too addicted, which is the bottom line for a whole lot of it. Now, we turn it around and say, okay, Evangel Home is a shelter for homeless women. Do your women have all these issues? A lot of them do. But the difference is they're in here trying to do something about it. They're not... I've asked the women in here, have any of you been on the corner with street signs? 90% of them say no,
mm-hmm.
that they wouldn't do that. Or if they have, they are now very apologetic that they ever did, because they'll be the first ones to tell you the games that can be run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since I see it from both sides, I feel part of my responsibility to people who would support Evangel Home is to also tell them there's the flip side to that. And just don't let yourself be used by people who are looking for compassionate hearts.
Yeah, because you're not really helping them. Mm-hmm. You're not helping them in the long run. It's just enabling them to continue where they are. Well, we got about 2 minutes. Let's talk about the holidays.
Okay.
What goes on at Evangel Home that people should know about in the next till Christmas and New Year's?
It's a wonderful season of thanks, mm-hmm. of plenty, of love. Not only from people on the outside who want to help, but our women who so much want to help other people. It's really neat when I watch people come in Evangel Home to give gifts, to give whatever. And our women see that and think, wow, they're giving that for me. They're giving that for us just because they love Jesus or because they love here. That is a gift. That is something most of these women have never seen. And I've realized the last couple of Christmases, almost the blessing we have in a way to give that back, mm-hmm. you know, to let our women know what's coming. Jim, I have to tell you, one of the things that I realized several years ago is we have to protect our women against a spirit of greed.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so goofy,
mm-hmm.
but many people who've never had anything are the ones that then when they see stuff come in, it's like,
I want it more.
So when they see it disappear, they think, staff is stealing it, or I'm never going to get it. It's all going away. Well, often the stuff that comes in, we're hiding and wrapping gifts or whatever so that we make sure everyone has them on Christmas. And I now warn the women every Christmas, this is going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised when it does. And then I tell them what all will go on. So
wow.
I think that's one of my prayers for people, if they could just pray for our women to have those open hearts.
All right. Well, my listening friend, we, of course, appreciate your support in that regard. And you'll be hearing more about what's appropriate to give and opportunities to do so in the programs that happen in the holidays. But the non-negotiables are the turkeys and the paper products.
The
we really, really need it. Helps feed the women year-round because they can be frozen and they're just so versatile. So when the turkeys come up and you buy one, buy two. Bring one here. If you do that, please. That just makes a huge difference for us here at Evangel Home. Well, I've been running long the last few weeks, and now this week I'm going to quit on time, Jerry, and make Ken's job easier.
Not another word from me.
Okay. Well, thank you as always, my sister. I love our conversations. And my listening friend, we love you, and we are so thankful to you. And thanks for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.